Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Animation is an art form that goes way beyond movie making. It's part sculpture, part puppetry and dance, part painting and music. The making of animated movies is a unique creative enterprise that makes this radical deal with the soul of every viewer. If you will believe that this completely fake world is real, in return, we will deliver a story that works and characters you will never forget.
Just eat the blossom. That's the good stuff.
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you?
About what?
About eating the blossoms and leaving the greens.
Oh, that one. Eating greens is a special treat. It makes long ears and great big feet. But it sure is awful stuff to eat. I made that last part up myself.
Little Thumper the Bunny, can you see him in your mind from the 1942 Disney animated classic Bambi? Walt Disney changed the movies and a lot more with his cartoon features. The bar here, creatively speaking, was very high by the time what became the animation company Pixar was formed in 1979 and acquired by Steve Jobs in 1986. And Jobs started asking the very same questions Walt Disney asked about how you mobilize creativity to make a story work without breaking the bank.
So how do you do it? Well, Walt Disney himself solved this problem decades ago. He said, we have to edit our film before we make it, not after. You get your story team together, and you do storyboards. You do these little pictures for every key scene. But that wasn't enough. Then what he did was he actually photographed them on film. He filmed each picture. And then he got his scratch voices, people around the studio to do the voices, and he'd even put in some scratch music. And then he could watch his movie. And we still do that today. We use video, we were more sophisticated at it. But basically, we build our movie before we make it. And invariably, what you think is going to work crashes and burns when you see it in the reels. And you iterate on these reels thousands of times. And only when it works in the reels do you then go animate it and actually produce it.
You, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command. You are a toy!
Toy Story in 1995 put Pixar on the map in animation, in Hollywood, and as an entertainment franchise. Today, Pixar, you might say, is the map. Acquired by Disney in 2006, Pixar's success is often claimed to be about the triumph of technology. That's wrong. And the late Steve Jobs would be the first one to say it. Pixar's success is the triumph of a lot of talented people, and especially the triumph of a set of ideas about creativity. Ideas laid out in the book Creativity, Inc. by the president and co-founder of Pixar, also author Ed Catmull, who joins us. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you.
How did you see that the creative sort of iteration, design approach, team approach at Disney and Pixar could really be replicated as a strategy for developing creativity in virtually any enterprise?
Well, when I was a kid growing up, Disney was my idol, as well as was Einstein. And I really loved the impact that the stories had on me as a kid. But I realized when I got into college that I couldn't draw that well, so I switched over into physics. When I got to graduate school, it was the early days of computer animation. We were essentially inventing it. And I realized at that time that we could combine the graphics of the computers with the art. So I had a goal to make the first feature animated film, and that goal took 20 years. And initially, it was this great creative endeavor of art and technology coming together just to figure out how to do it. But while going through that wonderful experience, near the end, I realized that every time I looked at other creative endeavors, they fell apart after a while. It's like Disney fell apart for a while after Walt died.
Sure.
But I saw this happen all over the place. So at the end of achieving this marriage of art and technology, I could see this really interesting problem, and that is, how do you keep a group together? How do you keep the creative juices going And what are the things that get in the way that cause those other places to fall apart?
And this book is about the story of how in the group shot of the success of Toy Story, you were the one person not smiling, terrified that it was all going to fall apart. And so you really started to focus on a deeper problem. This book is filled with a lot of the really fantastic creative people at Pixar telling you their dreams, their metaphors about how scary it is to make a creative picture. Brad Bird has a dream. Andrew Stanton of Finding Nemo has a dream in here. How important are those metaphors about the creative process for you?
I think the thing that most people don't realize is when we start to make a film and we first get that idea up there and look at it, that it really sucks. And I don't mean this in a self-effacing sense. What I mean is like it really does suck. It's very difficult and it's hard for these people. They get it in their heads, they're invested in it, they lose objectivity, and they're groping with trying to make something that doesn't work and turn it into something that does work. And that's a really hard process, and it's a scary process. So what we try to figure out is how do we enable them and allow them to go through this process of making mistakes and errors and failures and work their way through this unknown territory.
Nobody gets bullied for erasing 2 years of digital archives at Pixar.
No. Here's the thing is if you're doing something new, you will make mistakes. In fact, if you're not making mistakes, you're probably just copying other things. The way you avoid mistakes is to be super safe. Well, we can't be safe. So that means somebody will make mistakes, and we have to say, oh, well, let's learn from it. But you don't bully anybody or you punish them or quote, hold them accountable. In fact, what you're trying to do is to make it safe for them to try something new.
Andrew Stanton has a story in here about how he views a movie as, climbing a mountain blindfolded. The first thing you have to do is find the mountain. You reject that and say, no. Get rid of the mountain. Invent the future. That's how to get there.
Well, it was actually Michael Arndt, the writer of Toy Story 3, who gave the metaphor. And he was giving the metaphor as his way of trying to deal with the difficulties of creating the unknown. Andrew says, fail as fast as you can, because he knows that he's going to fail. But he uses this metaphor of like he's a sailor out in the sea, and he doesn't know which way to go. But he's got to pick a direction. And I rejected the metaphors because they sort of implied that something already exists. And in my view, the thing they're working on doesn't exist. But in some ways, I was wrong, because each of these directors needs something to hang on to when they're navigating these uncharted territories. So the metaphors are their ways of just grabbing on and saying, I'm going to do something while I forge ahead, and I don't know exactly where I'm going.
Before we go, just between you and me, got any jobs at Pixar? Like radio guys?
Can you?
Creative,
Well,
I can draw a little.
Can you write?
Yeah.
Writing's good.
We'll talk. Ed Catmull, author of Creativity, Inc., and president of Pixar and Disney Animation. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.